The Health Promotions Officer said persons should think clearly about their decisions with regards to COVID-19 vaccination, as there are benefits and consequences to their decision. Ms. Johns said the vaccination sites will continue to operate across the country for persons who wish to get vaccinated this weekend.
The rules will come into effect from Monday, allowing employees to get vaccinated on the weekend. It's not a lot. It's a couple of days for those persons to get into some of the vaccination sites and caravan, if you have considered that this is the choice that you would like to make. So there's an additional 2 days, which is Saturday and Sunday, and effective on Monday, all of the requirements that were stated in the previous clip by the Honourable Prime Minister will take into place. If you are fully vaccinated, you're a frontline worker right now, and you have not submitted your record, ideally it is still required that you're unvaccinated. And I know some persons are saying that, well, I got my vaccine and it's nobody's business. In this particular phase, you really need to submit your information, not for persons to have your personal information, but there needs to be a record log that you are fully vaccinated. And so if you fail to do that, then you are still classified as unvaccinated, and all of those mandates that was mentioned before about abandoning your post, etc., will apply to you. So I'm asking persons to think very clearly about what you have decided to do. And once you've decided to do that, and understand that there are also benefits and consequences to your specific action. We do have our vaccination sites available still across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Our vaccination team, which is on the, right now, they're really working overtime, overdrive, to ensure that persons have access, availability to the vaccines. So that's something that we're still going to be pushing this weekend.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has declared that roughly half of the people of the Caribbean and Latin America have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. But the PAHO director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, warned that despite the delivery of 750 million doses of vaccines across the Americas, vaccination levels vary sharply across the region, while infections and deaths skyrocket in some countries as their health systems buckle under the sheer number of sick patients. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Grenada since the outbreak now stands at 5,865. Internationally, the United States authorized Pfizer and Moderna vaccine boosters to all people aged 18 and older. Boosters were previously available to the immune-compromised over 65s, people at high risk of severe disease, and people in high-risk occupations. Meanwhile, France is sending reinforcement to its overseas territory of Guadeloupe after scores of citizens took to the streets this week to protest COVID-19 protocols in that country. More than 200 police officers will be arriving in the country in response to the violent demonstrations. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.